Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I got an email today from a man who is in business, and it is his intention to be helping people. And he's looking for better and better ways to do this. In his email, he said, "You know, one of the main things I do that I'm proud of is that I help people to see that in many ways they are very strong and smart. He said there are many things that people do that have them get their way, find their way in life. He went on more and more to describe exactly what he was up to, and so I wanted to talk about this a little bit. People have many ways that they can be in life. And people can react many different ways to the exact same thing. I described in a previous episode my relationship to a watered pipe that had burst from freezing. My initial reaction was not so good. There are many people who would see the exact same thing happening and they would act in completely different ways. If you go back and listen to it, you will find that I was quite upset. There was water spraying everywhere. My first reaction was to be upset. It did not last too long, but it was still there. Somewhere along the way, I learned that when something like this happens, one of the things that has me be successful in life is to get upset. Somewhere along the way that worked, and I began doing it over and over without knowing any longer that I was doing it over and over. It is quite important to learn what are our typical common reactions to everything going on around us. Commonly, we have it limited to very few. We are much like a jukebox. Someone wants to hear a record, so they push the button A32 and the record starts to play. push number A32 and the same record starts to play. Anyone can walk in and push A32 and you will start to play. What this man was saying in his email was that he's trying to help people to play their record, know what the record is and go ahead and play it. It is one of many records in the jukebox. Why limit ourselves to only a few? There are thousands, millions of records to play. And there is nothing wrong with playing some of the same records again and again, as long as we really like to play them, and as long as we are dancing to that record, why not? If we are dancing and other people are dancing too, no harm. But what if we only have this few records and we don't see that there are thousands and millions of others in the jukebox? And we just stay with the ones we have and we get tired of them. A32, okay, let's listen to this one again. A32 again? Okay, well, I know that record. I think I will play it. It's the one we know. It's the one we will play. The special thing is, we can pull out any record at any time and we can play it. Somebody pushes A32, we can mix up the whole jukebox. One moment we can sing country, another moment we can sing blues, another moment we can sing Joy to the World, and people can push the same button, not the same record every time. When we want to learn a new song, we simply have to start playing the song and listen very carefully. What is the lyrics? What is the melody? What is the rhythm? How does this new song go? Okay, let's rock and roll. Why not? You see, we like to stick to some of the same music because we are familiar with it. It's comfortable. We can sing it all day long. We can sing it all night long. We know it. We know the words, we know the melody, and we can sing. We're familiar. It is comfortable. But if somebody else has a favorite song to sing, and they start singing, and I do not know it, I'm uncomfortable. It is not a familiar song to me. And there are many records that I can play as a reaction to that also. So this person that sent the email, he has it right, but only superficially. Yes, he wants to make a difference, and this is how he can experience making a difference. And it is good that he wants this. But it is only the first half. What is not working? Is that by playing the same record over and over, it is not fulfilling. If we are going to be the same way when everyone pushes A32 every single time, it is no longer going to be fulfilling. We are staying in a very small space. We know that record very well. There is nothing new to learn about that particular record. Time to be different. Or not. Either way, no longer acceptable to be automatic when someone pushes A32. Somebody pushes A32. Usually I play this record when they push A32. Shall I do it again? Or shall I play a different record? Someone gets to change their mind. Okay, I'm going to play this record. Yes, this will be a good record. I will enjoy it. I will dance and sing the same record I usually do. This is also valid. It is a good song. All songs are good songs. Or perhaps we say to ourselves, you know, I think I'm going to play a different record. Usually I play that slow, sad one. Perhaps the slow, sad one, like I'm a Loser by the Beatles. Maybe this time, when that person pushes the A32, I will go ahead and sing it again. But I don't know, I can't do it, etc., etc. Or this time we play something new. It is up to you. So, my friend, you have it partially right. Keep going. Keep looking. If we only have a few records when people push a few buttons, are we experiencing the entire jukebox of life? Are we fulfilled with the same old music? Is the same old tune still an inspiration to us in everyday life? People can tell, you know. We think we are very sleek. We think we're getting away with something. You know, we cannot hide it as well as we think we do. Everybody knows what you're hiding. Mostly, we hide it by playing that same old record. So, then comes into question, are you being the real deal? My email friend, are you being the real deal? You say you want to help people. I do not question that. I know you do. But if you have everybody playing only one or two records, maybe three, they only have a small way of being, a limited way of being. Is that the real deal? Is that all there is? Are we not able to play any record at any time? We may not be willing to play any record, but we are able. In life, there is risk. Are we willing to take the risk to sing and dance to a new tune? Are we willing to be different on our own command? I'm not going to play the sad, slow, I'm a loser by the Beatles anymore. I'm going to play bop bop a loo bop ba da bam boom. In this instance. And you might be listening to me and thinking, oh, well, you know, Sri Davananda, you're not being very different each radio show, each episode. You know, you're playing the same old record. Yes, I am. I am creating the record. I am the producer and the director. That is the real deal. It is on purpose. Can you imagine every word on purpose? Every way of being on purpose? At risk. You don't know all the words. You don't know the melody. You are making them up as you go along. Aren't we anyway? But you're aware of your making them up along the way. Every song is beautiful. Which one are you going to sing? My sense is, my email friend, we did not get into this, but my sense is that you are interested in having people be successful in life. It is a very broad spectrum. Success. And perhaps you are right. Perhaps to be a success, you want to focus on that 3 or 4 songs that a person is very good at singing. Of course, they will go on stage and they will sing their song, and it will look good, and it will sound good. But after being on the same stage, singing the same song for so long, will it be fulfilling? Perhaps you're not so interested in being fulfilling. I do not know. There is not much to do in this life, really. We are here. This is it. There is nowhere else to go. This is the body I have. This is how I look. This is where I live. These are the people that are around me. This is the planet that I am on. This is it. That is that. But the records we can play are endless. And we can listen to them. And we can sing and dance all the while. And we can also stay with the familiar. It is also another beautiful song and very comfortable. Aren't we comfortable when some of the people around us are being the exact same way all the time? It gives us a sense that we know them. How comforting. And when they want to be different, we don't want them to be different. We will not allow them to sing a new song. What are you singing that new song? You're terrible at singing that new song. You're not the kind of person that likes to sing that song. You like that song, don't you remember? I like singing that old song with you. I don't like this new song. Who are you anyway? Why don't you go back and sing the old song? You're much better at that. You're no good at this new song. We might just believe it. Really? I'm no good at the new song? You don't believe I can sing the new song very well? Well, I hate to disappoint you, so I will go and sing the old song with you. Very alarming when someone we think we know wants to sing a new song. We want to feel like we know something. It is natural. Yes, but when we begin to look at everything there is to know, what portion of all of it is possible to know by one person? Even if we take all of the knowledge of every human being that ever was, is that all of it? Yes, we like to think we know. And we're very comfortable singing the same old song. If you had to pick one song, what song would it be that you would sing? I think I would probably pick Bob Marley. We're jamming. Important to know the songs you're singing already. You may not know. What a tragedy. What a joke. But the joke is on you. You don't know the songs you're singing every day to everyone around you. Maybe you can ask. Excuse me, what song do I seem to be singing every day? Do I sing the blues? Do I sing Elvis Presley, Blue Suede Shoes? Do I sing a silly song? And do I sing a country song? Where she left me, she took my truck and my dog and my best friend, and she left me. Are you singing this song? What song are you singing? It's time to restock your jukebox. From awareness.podomatic.com, this is Sri Devananda. Thank you for joining me again. Until next time.